USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Visitors to an Indonesian island known for tourism are desperately trying to get out of that area following the second powerful earthquake in a week, hitting the island of Lombok near Bali. Last week's quake killed 17. Yesterday's quake killed 90.
Yeah, I just want to get out somewhere safe, somewhere I know where I'm not going to be at risk of natural disasters and whatever it takes, really.
Yesterday's quake measured a magnitude 7.0. The death toll now up to 7, including 2 firefighters in the Carr Fire in Northern California, as a utility worker was killed yesterday. The U.S. is, before the day is over, expected to reimpose sanctions against Iran after President Trump pulled the U.S. out of the Iran nuclear agreement earlier this year. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
National Security Advisor John Bolton says President Trump and his senior intelligence team are on the same page about Russian attempts to influence U.S. elections. Bolton saying the president knew exactly what was going to be said at a Thursday White House briefing about the issue that he wasn't at because he was on his way to a rally. Bolton saying that, in fact, the president directed that that briefing be held. On another issue, after the Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro appeared to be targeted in an assassination attempt on Saturday night involving drones, Bolton said the U.S. wasn't involved.
I can say unequivocally there was no U.S. government involvement in this at all.
Clashes between alt-right demonstrators and counter-protesters in Berkeley, California streets lead to the arrest of at least 20 people, but no reports of any large-scale violence. Several small fires were started, and officers did confiscate things like rocks and hammers. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I'm a father of 4, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1-ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
The U.S. is set to reinstate its first sanctions against Iran since President Trump pulled the U.S. out of the Iran nuclear agreement, as the White House is expected to detail how the sanctions will be implemented today. Sanctions will affect Iran's purchase of U.S. dollars, its gold trade, and its automotive industry. The president withdrawing the U.S. from the 2015 international accord in May, further sanctions hitting Iran's oil industry would be taking effect in November. Police are investigating the vandalism of Holocaust survivor and Nobel Prize winner Elie Wiesel's childhood home. The home in Romania was found on Friday with painted slogans across its walls, including "Jewish Nazi Lies with Hitler." The Elie Wiesel National Institute for Studying the Holocaust in Romania calls it grotesque and says it's an insult to all victims of the Holocaust. And actress Charlotte Ray, known for her character Mrs. Garrett on the shows Different Strokes and The Facts of Life, is dead at 92. Her publicist said Ray died in her home in Los Angeles on Sunday, surrounded by loved ones. She was a prolific character actress, though, appearing in many things. Last year, she announced she was diagnosed with bone cancer. 7 years ago, she'd been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.